I'm Royce Gomez, founder of Royce Talks, and have been recognized as a leading authority for coaching and training entrepreneurs and executives, speaking to audiences ranging from 20 to over 1,000. My articles have been published in the Huffington Post, Small Business Expert Forum, and Unlimited Woman magazines. I am the author of two brand new books, The 27 Secrets of Marketing, Your Ticket to Maximum Revenue, and The Secrets of Leadership, Leading to Your Maximum Potential, in addition to co-authoring an international bestseller. I have effectively coached successful business owners and written content for hundreds of companies. And today, I am talking to my guest, Heather Whitney. Heather Whitney is a singer-songwriter coming from an itty-bitty one red light town deep in the pines of Southeast Texas. Her love for music is bigger than the state of Texas, and her new album, Moving On, is full of love, heartbreak, and moving on. This album reveals everything she has lived through, felt, and overcame while in the studio. She says, just because you're working towards your dreams doesn't mean that the world stops spinning and hardships won't find you. So I am excited to have her on the show to hear more about her story and her journey, and maybe even hear her sing a song. So, Heather, welcome.
Hi.
Hello. Well, you said that this new album embodies the story of your life and what you've had to overcome while adversity was hitting you as you made this album. So can you share a little bit about your personal journey with our listeners?
Yes, ma'am. You know, whenever I started doing this album, I was going through a very hard time with my personal life. My fiance got on drugs, and, you know, it just turned into, you know, abuse and mental abuse. And, you know, I was really devastated, you know, because I wasn't losing just the person that I loved. I was losing my family as well. I had two little girls with him, and, you know, we had a house, and I'd been with him since I was in high school, so it was really heartbreaking, and, you know, just to see someone that you grew up with and that you loved, you know, dearly, just kind of, you know, not be the person that you fell in love with anymore, you know, and just watch something just absolutely destroy them, you know, is just, it's devastating, and, yeah, so anyways, I just, you know, stuck to my music and raising my girls, and it definitely got me through, you know, all the hard part. Sometimes I really wanted to give up. I really did. But, you know, here we are, and I have an album, and it's awesome, and my girls are healthy, and I'm healthy, and so we're doing good now.
And that's the blessing that we hope for, right, is our health.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's back up just a little bit more and share how you get started in music. When did your interest come about, and what was your first launch into the music business?
I would have to say, like, I've always had an interest in music, actually, but I'd have to say my grandpa's golf tournament, we always had entertainment, so we finally came across Johnny Lee, and my grandpa and him hit it off so well. We had him back pretty much every golf tournament. So, anyways, I would sing with Johnny Lee, and then this one time I sang with him, and, you know, I kind of really got a feel for what it would be like, you know, to, like, sing and have, like, a live band and everything. So it just kind of, I don't know, I was like, aha, you know, like, it was my aha moment where I was like, man, I could really do this. I really enjoy doing this, and so the next day, or I think it might have been like the next day or the next week, sometime after I'd sang with Johnny, I texted him and I asked him if, you know, like, what would be my next step to get, you know, into the music industry, you know. So he hooked me up with Buddy Hyatt, and I flew to Nashville, I think a couple of months after that, and recorded two songs that I wrote, Moving On Song and A Little Bit Crazy. And we laid some tracks on those songs, and it just took off from there. And now I'm kind of, it's like I couldn't live without, you know, making music now.
Yeah, Johnny Lee is an icon in the music industry, and I had the pleasure of interviewing his daughter, Cherish Lee, on the same podcast a couple of months ago.
Yes, I love her. She's such a sweet soul. Like, I completely look up to her 100%.
That's so cool. It's such a small community, tight-knit community, and once you get around one artist, it seems like you have access to most of them, right? Now, in your bio, it said that you spent a year flying back and forth between Texas and Nashville. Nashville is one of my absolute favorite cities in the entire country. I just love the energy and the food and all the culture that there is. It's just a city rich with culture. What was that like to travel back and forth week after week?
It was really, I mean, I love Nashville, so I mean, I might even move here actually. That's how much I love it here. But yeah, it was exhausting, I guess, like flying back and forth, but other than that, I mean, I was always ready to go. So, yeah, it's exciting. Definitely exciting.
How'd that balance work between you and your children and school and all the things that are required of motherhood?
It's been very tough, actually. Sometimes I'm like, how am I going to do all this? And I'll have like a major breakdown, and I'll call my grandpa, and I'll be crying, and I'll be like, I can't do it. It's too much, you know? But I always get it together, and it always works out for me. So, you know, it's going. It's working out.
All right. Well, I want to give you a minute to pick out a song that means something to you that's extra special. And if you could play a chorus or sing a chorus or a couple of lines of one of your favorite songs and share the story behind that song, that would be great. So I'll give you a minute to think on that, if you would, Heather, while I thank our sponsors, okay? All right, my first sponsor is Pivot Business Consulting. Pivot Business Consulting facilitates training and coaching in leadership development, team communication, team building, and process improvement. Intern Pursuit, a subsidiary of Pivot, matches students to employers using a proprietary algorithm, much like Match.com, to do assessments and help employers document interns' tasks. You can find out more about Pivot Business Consulting at pivotbusinessconsulting.com or at 321-422-2166. My second sponsor that I thank so much for making Thrive a Woman's Journey to Victory possible is Sociotech Academy. Sociotech Academy believes that we need a sociotech movement that finds the balance between technological advances and the ability of social frameworks to adapt to them. The rapid spread of infotech in each and every phase of our lives and the dependence of social communities on it has happened without the development of education and regulatory models in a timely fashion. You can find out more about them by going online to socio-tech.org. Our show does have a nationwide audience, and as a matter of fact, 20% of our audience is international now. So Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory encourages women literally around the world in several different countries that are English speaking, and they are with us today hearing Heather Whitney and her story. So, Heather, have you had time to think about a song that means something special to you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna go with "Moving On" song on my album. I wrote it. It was one of the first songs that I wrote, so it's special to me for that reason.
Okay, wonderful. I'm looking forward to sharing it with our listeners.
Okay. Are we ready to go now?
You are.
All right, I'm just gonna start with the chorus and go through the chorus, and then I'm gonna stop. Is that good?
That would be perfect.
Okay, here we go. Hey, bartender, pour me something strong, 'cause I've got a heartache. It's been coming on for so long. Hey, bartender, keep on coming all night long. Because tonight, this is my moving on soul.
Heather, that was beautiful. Now, I've been studying
you.
your music since you were introduced to me.
yes, ma'am.
I want to ask you the story behind When You Learn to Be Lonely, which is another song off of your album, and have you share that with our listeners. Can you share the story about how that song came about?
Well, I didn't write When You Learn to Be Lonely. Buddy actually sent that song to me, and I instantly just fell in love with it and had such a deep connection with that song. You know, because, I mean, it just, with what I went through, you know, being lonely was like something that I was not used to. And, you know, it was weird whenever I finally did move on and I met someone new, how I didn't know, you know, how much I related to that song. And, I mean, it's a beautiful song. And, I mean, I love it. I wish I wrote it. I really wish I did.
Well, it fits in so well with your story that you've been sharing. Yep. Now, like I said, Nashville's a city I spent a lot of time in and wish I could spend more. I wouldn't mind moving there myself one day. But I know that singer-songwriters have meetups and little basement jam sessions, and they do all kinds of fun things to connect and create. Can you share a couple of stories from your personal experience?
Really, with songwriting, it's completely spontaneous from me. I mean, like, for me. So I don't really have, like, a set time where I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to write a song. Because for me, it just doesn't happen like that for me. It'll be like a feeling or a mood that I'm in, and I guess I just kind of express my feelings through, like, songs. You know, like, I'm mad, well, I'm going to write a song about it. Or if, like, I'm sad, I'm going to write a song about it. You know, just whatever. If I'm feeling it deep enough to where I feel like I can express what I'm feeling on a piece of paper, that's normally when I write. But I do have a lot of opportunities coming up to do some songwriting with other people, and I'm super duper excited about it. I co-wrote a song with Buddy, of course. I flew into Nashville and I was in a studio, and I liked Man in Blue, but I wasn't 100% happy with it. So I asked Buddy if he would help me with it, and we just shot ideas back and forth until it became what it was. And I really love the experience, for sure. So I'm looking forward to having more stories to tell, you know, like how songs came about and, you know, what we did and, you know, just like be able to have stories, you know. I'm not to the point where I have a lot of experience, so I'm still learning and I'm still, like, getting all my special moments, you know, to be able to tell the world. So I'm excited about it.
Excellent. Now, share a little bit, if you would, about how your life has changed since, you know, since you started and where you're at today.
Whenever I started, of course, I was heartbroken. I was going through a lot of personal stuff. I had dropped, like, 30 pounds. I was skinny as a rail. I literally weighed 102 pounds. I mean, I was, you know, kind of in a depression, I would say. And, I mean, I'm just, wow, I'm so much better now. I'm happy, and I kind of even forgot what it felt like to, like, laugh at something until you, like, cried, because I hadn't done it in so long because I'd been so unhappy and so trapped. And, I mean, I am 100% in a way different place, and, like, with the music picking up, and I have interviews, and I'm doing stuff for CMA, which are, they're small gigs, but, hey, they're something, and I'm super appreciative of them. And I mean, my life's great. My life is getting there. I mean, it's great. It's way better. And I thank God and everyone that has helped me get out of that very dark place I was in.
And part of that dark place, would you agree, is bringing you to something even greater and teaching you lessons within that dark place that you use from here on out.
Oh, yeah. I am definitely a way, like, stronger and better person for what I went through. It opened my eyes to a lot of things. I mean, it broke me, but at the same time, I see, like, I didn't understand then, but I slowly, like, daily begin to understand, like, why everything happened and why I had to go through what I did. And, you know, coming from, I mean, literally, I didn't even want to, I was to the point where I just didn't even care if, I mean, God took me home, like, the next day. Like, it was just, I was so tired of the pain, and, like, just not being here felt more peaceful. You know, it sounded more peaceful. So, I mean, yeah, but, I mean, it definitely, definitely changed me, and I understand why now.
Now, what's next for you, Heather?
Let's see. Well, I'm going to try to get in contact with a booking agency. I'm going to try to get more shows, more live shows. And basically, I'm really trying to, like, do, like, a Texas takeover and start playing at all the festivals and all of that. That's pretty much where I'm banking my money right now. I need to get more shows that way whenever, you know, like, CMA Fest is going on or something like that. My fan base will be built. You know, I'll have all the play time that I need to be considered to, you know, play here in Nashville too. So that's what I have on my plate right now. That's where I'm going. I also just recorded a new song yesterday. So that'll be coming out pretty soon. So that's something to look forward to. I'm going to have a single come out pretty soon. I'm just rolling with the punches and trying to learn as I go and know what, you know, I need to do next, learn my next steps, I guess.
Okay, so is there any sneak peek you want to give us of the upcoming single?
I will. I'll go ahead and let y'all have the first sneak peek of it. I wrote the song. Again, we just got through talking about this, actually. You know, you can be in a place in life where, you know, maybe you don't want to be, like, a good person, or maybe you just don't feel like being nice, or, you know, something tragic has happened that has changed, you know, like, has broke your heart, and it's changed you. So I wanted to write a song that was like, you know, no matter where you are in life, you know, like, don't forget who you really are, like, in your heart. Because whenever I went through everything I went through, you know, I let it change me first, and I shouldn't have, but a lot of that was just not understanding. And it did change me for a good bit of time. So, anyways, I'll go ahead and I'll just kind of like sing. I'll sing you the first part of the song, and it kind of goes back
awesome.
Into my childhood, with like my mom and then my dad and then my grandparents, of course, raised me. So I'll just go ahead and give you like a little snippet if you want me to.
Great.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'll start singing.
Mama's out chasing that dream again of a white picket fence fairy tale. Daddy's out getting drunk with his buddies instead of paying the bills. This life ain't easy. It ain't what they thought it'd be. Granny and Grandpa's doing the best that they knew how. Filling all the shoes of their loved ones that just didn't know how. Rock-a-bye, baby. You're always safe with me.
So that's the first part of the song, and then I'll leave the rest to kind of, like, tease you with.
I love it. Wow, we've heard it first, an exclusive sneak peek here on Thrive. Thank you so much, Heather.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, our time does go by very quickly, and
yes,
so you had mentioned that you had learned some lessons along the way, and you're not who you used to be, but you let those adversities change you for a while. So I always like to ask guests to close us out with a little bit of wisdom. So what would be your biggest piece of advice for people who are in the thick of adversity right now?
I just want them to, I mean, they could even use me as an example. I was at a really low part of my life. And, I mean, it was to the point where it was just like, you know, living wasn't even worth it to me. And, I mean, I just always leave my guests with, you know, like, life is hard. It's tough. It doesn't care who you are. And, you know, no matter what or how rough or how hard it is, life will always be worth living. Because let's say I just, you know, gave up completely and did the unthinkable, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have all these great memories and all these great things happening in my life. You know, so it's just simple. Life is hard. Life is tough. It's rough. It'll, you know, shake you up, but it's always worth living. Life is always worth living. Find the meaning wherever you have to find it, whether it's a dream or your kids or this job that you just got or, you know, whatever. Like, hold on to it, because that, like, there's always something around the corner that can blow your mind. So
I could not agree more.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thanks for being so vulnerable and sharing your story with us, Heather. And I just want to give you a moment to share with our listeners where they can connect with you online after this is over and get the news of your upcoming single.
Yes, ma'am. It will all be, if you're on, it's all going to be at Heather Whitney Music. And it's also available, like, on any social media, Facebook, Instagram, it's all at Heather Whitney Music. And then all my music is available on all major music outlets, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify. I'm pretty much everywhere. So, and then I also do have a website, which is www.heatherwhitneymusic.com. And I have shirts. I'm hopefully going to have my CDs up for sale pretty soon, like a hard copy. And, yes, all of my information, like my upcoming shows and everything, will be on that website.
Now, who's the biggest icon, in your opinion, that you've played with already?
Well, that would just have to be Johnny Lee.
Awesome.
Because he's the person I've played with. So.
Thought you'd say that. Now, who in the future would you like to have the opportunity to play with?
You know, I really like Miranda Lambert. I like her style. I like her music. She's kind of like a role model to me. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Miranda Lambert. I love her. Absolutely love her.
Thanks so much for being with us today, Heather. And I have thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you and most especially getting to hear your music. So thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, again, I'm Royce Gomez, host of Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, and you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So make sure you follow us, and we do tag all of our guests when the interview goes live. So keep following us for more guests that share amazing, incredible stories and are very transparent with their journey. Thanks again for joining us, and thanks to my sponsors, Sociotech Academy and Pivot Business Consulting.